We only managed to speak to 3 of the 5 candidates standing in Edinburgh East, and their interviews follow. The full list of candidates is as follows: Sheila Gilmore, Scottish Labour Party; Claire Miller, Scottish Green Party; Eleanor Price, Scottish Conservative and Unionist; Jill Riley, Scottish Liberal Democrats; and Tommy Shepherd, SNP.
There are massive problems that we need to resolve in this country and in this city. Housing, for example, is a huge problem. It's one I've had a great interest in over the years, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. Well, I do quite a bit of volunteering. I volunteer for the Citizens Advice Bureau, for example, which brings me in touch with a lot of the issues that people have, because we deal with debt. We deal with benefit issues. I do quite a lot of social security tribunals myself. We deal with the employment issues, people with really poor employment conditions, being paid off without any holiday pay, not getting their proper pay. Well, as it is a general election, actually, people are quite interested in the bigger issues. Bit less Brexit at the moment than it was a few months ago. Independence is a big issue. A lot of people who are not happy about the idea of moving to yet another round of having a referendum and then disrupting the country. I think a lot of people feel that they've seen with Brexit just how difficult it is to unravel a union, and they don't want to be going there again. But in terms of local issues, I think a lot does depend on people's own personal experiences, clearly. But lack of social care is an issue for many families. I also meet a lot of carers who are struggling to do the job as well as they would like because of the financial constraints they're under. The other end of the scale, say, you know, parents tend to be very interested in educational issues. I mean, I've still got very strong interest in the whole sort of social security, building a better social security system for people, because I think we have a lot of damage has been done to it in recent years. Obviously, housing's more of a devolved issue, but on the other hand, it's very strongly related to how much finance you can actually put into it, because affordable housing has to be subsidised, so therefore relies on good government funding, and that's something I think is absolutely crucial. I think in this election, now that we have a fairly clear position of what we would do in the event of a government, that we would move to renegotiate and then there'll be a referendum. Personally, I would be supporting Remain. I think over the last couple of years, I think it has been difficult, although I think we often underestimate just how divided the country is, not just politicians. And even in Edinburgh, there are a fair number of people who voted Leave who are unhappy with everybody, actually, I think.
I'm standing in this general election because I think that absolutely desperately we need to have green politicians demanding urgent action on climate change. That's top of the agenda for me. I'm currently a Green councillor in Edinburgh City Council. I represent people who live in the city centre ward, and I sit on the Transport and Environment Committee, and I'm the transport spokesperson for the Green Group in Edinburgh. I used to work in the financial services industry. I worked in RBS for a while and then over in Aegon, which used to be Scottish Equitable. And so this is a bit of a career change for me, being a politician now. So I'm really excited about the idea of the work that we've been doing in the council to actually reduce traffic. And I think that would make a big difference in places like Holyrood Park, where actually at the minute it's still a very big rat run for cars and commercial vehicles which shouldn't be going through there. It'd be great if we could do more to reduce the amount of traffic that we have, particularly in Edinburgh East, where, you know, we're still suffering from illegal levels of air pollution. It's crazy, and we shouldn't be having to suffer from that. It causes health effects, you know, it's terrible for people's well-being. We need to really change those things. Well, I think one of the other really important things that we obviously have to do urgently is campaign for a people's vote. The people need to decide how we're going to move forward with Brexit, because the Conservatives have plunged us into a constitutional crisis. It has to be resolved, and for me it has to go back to the people. We need to have a confirmatory referendum to show what should happen next.
Well, I'm standing to get re-elected for the third time because I believe that this election is probably the most important in my lifetime. We have an opportunity here to stop Brexit by putting the matter back to the people. We have an opportunity to lock Boris Johnson out of power. And most importantly, we can assert the right of the Scottish people to choose how they should be governed in the future. That's what this election is all about. The stakes couldn't be higher. I suppose I'm best known most immediately before becoming an MP for running the Stand Comedy Club, which I set up with a few others in 1995 and turned it into a business in 1998, and it's still selling tickets today. So.
In Edinburgh East then, what are the local issues that you'll be campaigning on?
Well, I mean, I think this election is probably about the bigger picture national issues, and that's what most people are going to be motivated by. But there's quite a range of live local issues as well, and which I've been campaigning on. I've been trying to curb the use of Airbnb, particularly in the city centre, where it's now just wrecking the character of local communities, and there's a lot of widespread concern about that. So I'm one of a number of people who are pressing the Scottish Government for new legislation to put new restrictions on Airbnb. And also a big concern about the environment locally as well. I've been instrumental in the campaign against fracking, which we've now won in Scotland, and have been able to persuade the Scottish Government to ban fracking in Scotland, and I'm very proud of the fact that I was part of that as well. And I suppose the other thing which I've been doing recently, which people I think are aware of and are behind me on, is campaigning to get the drug laws changed in this country. We've got a drugs epidemic with more than 1,100 people dying last year from problem drug use, and we need to change the law so that can be defined as a public health emergency rather than criminal activity, which makes it very, very hard to intervene. And of course, if the Home Office won't change the law, which they might, but if they don't and are reticent about it, then they should devolve that responsibility to the Scottish Parliament, where we've already heard from the SNP government that they will change the law to allow public health intervention.
Thanks so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. These are all the interviews we conducted in Edinburgh East. Watch out for more podcasts coming soon.